Animal Town, copyright 2009 by Aaron Clooney. The plan had originally been for Aaron to take an express bus so she could take the train to San Francisco, where Christy and Donovan would meet her so the three of them could go shopping. They still had no idea what had caused Aaron to suddenly wake up one morning as a cat girl, but he/she was now mostly adjusted to her new state. She didn't care for having periods. "I've never heard of a girl who actually likes them, you know," Christy had said, but she wasn't quite ready to try that medication that supposedly stopped you from having them. She'd also acquired an interest in clothes. Clothes for guys are mostly just functional. You have to really search high and low to find clothes for guys that have anything more than a horizontal stripe or a plaid pattern to make it deviate much from the usual t-shirt and jeans look, and if you do manage to find them, people tend to assume you're gay. But for girls, it's a totally different story. Although the sizes of women's clothes are an exercise in chaos theory, the sheer variety is staggering. Donovan often went shopping with Christy just to watch her try stuff on. For Aaron, it was sort of like being on both sides of that equation. And by now, Christy had a lot of experience modifying clothes so that they could be worn by a cat girl. At the same time, Aaron didn't like shopping for clothes at malls. Everything had ugly corporate logos that magically doubled the price. Girls tended to approach clothing as more of a craft than a commodity, so they had to be manipulated in such a way that their complex process of selecting clothes got them to buy the stuff with the ugly corporate logos. Hate Street was all over the place in terms of price, but at least it had variety. All told, Aaron was disappointed when she realized that she'd fallen asleep on the bus. Apparently, the lullaby mix she'd put together on her MP3 player had worked a little too well. She awoke to the voice of the bus driver, a young woman. "Excuse me, miss, this is the end of the line." Aaron stretched in her seat and took off her earphones. Crap. When she realized that the driver was a cat girl, Aaron jumped up and hit her head. The driver fidgeted with her cap, which had ears holes in it. "Sorry, did I startle you?" "Where am I?" she demanded. "Don't tell me this is Nekomimi Land." She'd heard all about it from Kaylee. "Nekomimi Land? You'd have to take the C-180 bus for that, and it doesn't run on weekends." "No, you're in Animal Town." "Oh, you mean you've never heard of Animal Town?" Aaron shook her head. "No, can't say I have." "It's a great place, actually. Much better than Nekomimi Land." "Well, I kind of had plans in San Francisco today." The driver nodded. "Well, the next bus heading back is in about 4 hours at this station." She must have seen Aaron looking crestfallen, because she quickly added, "We're right in the middle of downtown, so at least there's the bookstore and coffee shop right there." "Oh, can I use U.S. dollars here?" "Well, of course. What else would you use?" Aaron sighed and headed for the door. "Thanks." As she stepped off the bus, she pulled out her cell phone. She was getting a signal, so she called Donovan. It sounded like he was somewhere crowded. "Aaron, where are you?" She took in her surroundings. It looked like a perfectly normal city, town, except it was inhabited by cat girls and dog girls with floppy ears and wagging tails. "You know, I have no idea." "Okay, do I get a hint?" "Well, I fell asleep on the bus, and when I woke up, it had stopped in this place called Animal Town."
"Animal Town?"
"Yeah, I'm seeing cat girls and dog girls, about half and half."
"Oh shit, are you okay?"
She nodded. On the phone. "Yeah, it seems normal-ish, except I have to wait like 4 hours for the next bus heading back." "Well, it beats the hell of running through a forest, being shot at, pursued by maids with katanas, hounded by a big hound, and finally meeting a fox spirit who shows you how to open a trapdoor in the moon." "Yeah, gotta count my blessings." Being more fortunate than Kaylee wasn't exactly difficult. "And not many otherworldly realms can be reached by bus." "I will take pictures," Aaron said flatly. Camera phones had their uses. Donovan chuckled. "Okay, okay. Anyway, give me a call when you get back. Maybe we can pick you up or something." "Okay, thanks." When Aaron hung up, she found herself surrounded by a group of 6 girls. 2 were cat girls, 2 were dog girls, 1 was a bunny girl, and 1 was a fox girl. Animal Town, of course. One of the dog girls jumped up close to her. "Are you new in town?" Aaron stepped back. Kind of. I'm just waiting for the next bus back home. I have like 4 hours to kill."
"You can hang with us,"
said one of the cat girls, "if you want."
Sure.
"I'm Pochi," said the dog girl with the long floppy ears. She was thin and never quite stopped moving.
"I'm Snowball," said the cat girl with snow-white hair. She was the kind of person who gave the impression she was biding her time, waiting for the right moment to pounce.
"Tama," said the cat girl with shorter calico hair. She was almost as restless as Pochi.
"Fluffy," said the dog girl with the long, bright, sandy-colored hair. She was by far the most extensively groomed of the group.
"Charlotte," said the fox girl. She looked like the kind of short person who got mad if you mentioned their height.
"Flopsy," stammered the bunny girl. She had a big chest and looked like she didn't quite know what to do with it.
"My name's Aaron," said Aaron. "Nice to meet you all."
"That's a funny name," said Tama. Everything paused and everyone stared at her for a moment.
"Anyway," said Charlotte, "we're heading for the coffee shop."
Aaron shrugged. "Sounds good to me."
The coffee shop was called Starchild and was attached to a bookstore, which was called Starbooks. Aaron managed not to laugh, but took a picture with her cell phone. When she told them the standard coffee shop name where she was from, most of them bent double, laughing. One of Kaylee's quirks was that she didn't like the taste of coffee at all. Aaron actually drank a lot of coffee, especially since starting her new job. She just tended to put in enough cream and sugar to make it turn nearly white. Starchild was a lot like that other chain of coffee shops in that you could get sugar and cream added for you, and whipped cream too. Once everyone had their beverage of choice, they went into the bookstore. There was a display full of new titles in the front, divided into two distinct sections. On one side were books with pictures of dog girls and titles like Fishy Business, Dirty Secrets of the Seafood Industry, and They're a Bunch of Morons, Saving Animal Town from Liars, Crooks, and Fish. On the other side were books with pictures of cat girls and titles like Exposing the Marrow Barons and Facts About Fish They Don't Want You to Hear. Flopsy reached for a lonely volume off to one side called The Herbivorous Alternative, but a look from Poachy made her reconsider. Aaron was surprised to come across a display of Kaylee's book, Cat Girl. Seeing her looking at it, Charlotte said, "Have you read it?"
"Yeah, I just didn't expect to see it here."
"We don't get a lot of books from outside," explained Tama, "but that one was pretty popular when it came out. It's about... I've read it. In fact, I've met her."
Six pairs of ears perked up all at once.
"What was she like?" asked Snowball. Aaron wasn't sure how to answer. They'd met at an anime convention of all places and had lunch together. At first, Kaylee just seemed quiet and a little off, showing symptoms of having spent too much time alone, but then she started talking about Nekomimi Land and couldn't stop. Then the crying started. At the time, they'd been the only cat girls in the whole world, but it wasn't enough. "She's... quiet. When I met her, it wasn't too long after she escaped from this place called Nekomimi Land." Fluffy sneered. "I've heard all about that place. It's horrible." Tama and Snowball looked uncomfortable and twitched their tails. Charlotte rolled her eyes. Flopsy looked like she was joining in being uncomfortable out of sympathy and said, "So how did she get out?" That had been the strangest, most nonsensical part of Kaylee's story. She said she'd had help from a kitsune. Everyone looked at Charlotte, who sighed and started walking, leading the group out of the bookstore. "We've been over this before. I'm a fox girl, which is very different from a kitsune fox spirit."
"How's it different?" asked Poachy.
"For starters, we're not batshit insane." "I'm not so sure about that," said Snowball.
"You do like to have bones now and then," said Tama.
Flopsy stood behind Aaron and braced herself. Something was starting.
"And what's wrong with liking bones?" demanded Poachy.
"And why should we listen to a bunch of fish eaters anyway?" asked Fluffy.
Aaron turned to Flopsy, who had a death grip on her left shoulder, and said, "What is going on?"
"They do this every time we talk about getting snacks," said Flopsy.
Snowball exploded. "Because fish actually has nutritional value."
Charlotte rubbed her head.
"Guys!"
Tama nodded and added, "Heaven forbid we want to have food for a snack food." Fluffy shook her head.
"You obviously haven't done your homework. Bone marrow not only provides protein, but helps reduce cholesterol."
Tama continued, as though she hadn't heard. "And fish are actually safe for children to eat.
No one is saying little girls should be snacking on bones."
Poachy put so much effort into yelling that she bent double and nearly fell over. Aaron felt Flopsy shudder.
"Besides," added Fluffy, "the statistics show that at least as many children choke on fish bones as they do on proper bones."
She grinned triumphantly.
Charlotte growled and tried to raise her voice above theirs. "Guys, shut up! Just shut up!"
There were a few seconds of silence. Then Snowball said, "Still, fish are caught out of the ocean. They don't have to be raised on food that can be used to feed people, unlike the cows, your precious..."
"Oh, like you've never eaten a steak in your life," screamed Poachy.
Aaron raised her phone and started taking pictures of them. They didn't notice at all. They were arguing for the sake of arguing, and if she tried to point it out, she'd just get drawn down by the undertow. If they noticed her at all. Instead, she said nothing as she walked away. Flopsy trailed after her.
"Sorry about that," said Flopsy. "It's not like it's your fault."
She shrugged and fidgeted with her ears.
"I guess, but..."
"And now I have..." She looked at the time on her phone. "I have about 3.5 hours to kill."
"Sorry."
Aaron sighed. "It was a hot day.
Want to get some ice cream?"
Flopsy stopped short and blinked.
I never thought of that before."
They wound up having to go to the grocery store for ice cream. In Animal Town, bones and fish dominated snacking to such an extent that people only got sweets when they meant to take them home. And there was no chocolate anything of any kind. Flopsy fidgeted. Chocolate? I've heard of it, but it's supposed to be really bad for dogs, though I hear there are some people who want to legalize it. In the end, they wound up buying a quart of strawberry ice cream and using plastic spoons to scoop it into styrofoam cups. When they passed by, the other girls were still yelling at each other, and Charlotte was putting herself in harm's way to prevent them from coming to blows. Flopsy slowed, but Erin took her hand and led the way to the bus stop. They sat on one of the benches and ate their ice cream. When the ice cream was gone, Flopsy said, "So where are you from? You're not from around here, and not from Nekomimi land, right?" Erin nodded. "I'm from... I guess you'll call it the human world. I thought Kaylee was the only cat girl that lived there, though." "She was the first, I'm the second." "It must be tough." She shrugged. "It's not so bad. I used to be a guy and I got turned into a cat girl, but it was mostly a matter of adjusting." Flopsy was blushing. Do you think maybe... Could I come visit sometime?"
"Sure."
They exchanged phone numbers, and when the H-25 bus bound for San Francisco finally came, they said their goodbyes and Erin climbed aboard. The other girls were still arguing. The bus was identical to the one she'd arrived here in, and she flopped into a window seat. There was a little girl in a seat across the aisle. "Hey, are you by yourself?" The girl looked at Erin with deep red eyes and said, "Always." "You look like you have something profound to say." The girl sighed and turned away from Erin to look out the window without saying a word.